Increasing living costs and record inflation, as we all know, is having a significant impact on us all, but particularly working people across Aotearoa. And now the country's largest union, the New Zealand Public Service Association, is recommending urgent action from the government to improve working people's pay to counter the worsening impacts of this record inflation on our communities. I spoke to National Secretary Erin Polizuk, who says that people who rely on income support are also finding things especially tough. Here is that interview. Could you just tell our listeners a bit about the workers that you represent and the work you do?
Sure. PSA Te Pukenga Here Te Kinga Mahi is New Zealand's largest union. So we've got over 80,000 members in our union. They're situated in local government, in the core public sector, in the state sector, in the community sector, and in the DHBs as well. So the people who we hear about in the DHBs are often doctors and nurses. We have many other allied health workers and public health nurses as well in our union. So all have been working really hard. Many have been essential through the pandemic. And yeah, that's our union.
Yeah, and the recent news is that increasing living costs as well as record inflation has had a real impact on workers. So what can you share with us about the pressure facing working people that you represent?
Look, I think there's been a build-up of a few things. A couple of years of responding to a pandemic, which has shown a lot of the work that our members do to be crucial. Some labour shortages, which has led to work intensification for a lot of people who are in work. In the public service, some pay guidance that was issued by the minister in July last year, which essentially was kind of seeking to restrict wage growth in the public service. And the result of that was that the figures from late last year showed that no worker, or actually 80% of workers, got less than inflation for their pay increases last year, but public sector workers got even less than the private sector. So there's all of that kind of pressure compounding on workers, and I would not be surprised if our members were saying, look, we've really had enough. It's time for a decent pay increase. It's time to be recognised for the work that we do, and we're not going to wear paying for both the cost of the pandemic, but also bear the brunt of the inflation that we're looking at now.
Yeah, especially because of all the work that workers in this industry do. What are your calls then for the government to address this urgently?
We're supportive, like everyone else in the union movement, for the fair pay agreements to be put in place. We've had a really fractured industrial relations bargaining system in New Zealand for many, many years, since the neoliberal reforms. And PSA members, on the whole, are covered by collective agreements, but we really need fair pay agreements to make sure that people who don't have the benefits of collective agreements, or are unable to access, or are in industries that are really racing to the bottom in terms of pay and conditions, can get some security and can have some stability around their terms and conditions of employment. So that we think will make a huge difference for workers. For our public sector, we want a pay increase that's going to meet the be commensurate to the inflation amount, and especially in light of the restriction of last year, this is going to be more and more pressing. But we also need to think about people who aren't in work. The WEAG, the Welfare Expert Advisory Group, had a whole lot of recommendations for how we lift people out of poverty, and those haven't all been enacted by this government, and that has to happen too. Because if working people are going to find it tough, imagine what people who are out of work are going to be experiencing in the upcoming months.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is being done to support not only workers, but like you said, people that are out of work during this time?
Again, we're supportive of an initiative underway for social insurance, which will be a system akin to ACC, which should help to cover workers who have been made redundant or will be made redundant from their jobs, to make sure that they are not pushed into poverty before they can access any support, and to give them the ability to look around for other work to move into. But yeah, certainly not enough is my short answer.
Yeah, so, and like you said, pay parity in the public sector has been an ongoing issue. So what I'm wondering is just how this has been able to go on for so long, Are you hopeful that change might be coming?
In relation to pay parity?
Pay parity and equity specifically, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of parity, fair pay agreements and the like are really good at ensuring that people are, that there's a bit of transparency around what people ought to be paid for, or what others are paid actually in the industry and in their workplace. We're also really supportive of New Zealand getting better legislation and better collective agreement clauses to enable pay transparency in workplaces as well. Now, as well as that, we've had active equal pay claims. So they're our gender, primarily gender-based claims, where there has been historically female-dominated work and is currently unjustifiably low paid as a result of that gendered history. So those claims we thought might be sped up with the passing of the Equal Pay Act, and what we found is that they've become very complex, very onerous processes, and they haven't been delivering quickly pay settlements to women that we wanted to see. I mean, there's any number of you know, places I could point my finger for blame on that, but the reality is that pointing the finger is not going to help. We just know that certain groups of women, certain groups of workers are underpaid currently, and they have to be paid, picked right up to the level they ought to, and then a pay increase that's fair and it deals with the issue that inflation is as high as it is right now. So there's kind of a two-tier step needed for some parts of the workforce.
Right, and especially right now, it's all the more important that this pressure on workers and families are relieved a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most single parent households in New Zealand are headed by a woman. When we talk about our equal pay settlements, we are not just impacting the lives of individual women. We are impacting the lives of tamariki all across the country, actually, because they're reliant on that money that their mum's bringing home. And that money translates into what kind of food gets put on the table and what kind of quality of accommodation and life those children have. And it's incredibly important that workers are receiving pay that keeps up with the cost of living, or else we just see families in despair.
Is there anything else that is really putting pressure on families right now that you're concerned about?
Yes, absolutely. We're concerned about inflation and workers' ability to keep up with increasing costs for their families, but also the massive housing crisis and the increase in rentals down in the Wellington area, and rental properties are hard to come by and incredibly expensive when you can. And this is putting so much pressure on families who are already feeling the pinch.